Hey, everybody. In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're actually going to be sharing a Facebook training that I gave on all about Facebook ads, because I've seen so many people talking about them lately. I'm going to share with you how to appeal and increase your odds of a successful outcome with Facebook ads, how to check whether you're in compliance with Facebook ad policies, how to find the loopholes so you can still advertise what you like, how to get directly in touch with Facebook chat support, and how to protect yourself in the case of your accounts being banned. Now, of course, in this video, we are repurposing, in this audio podcast, we are repurposing a video. So all of the links that I mentioned in this episode will be linked in the show notes. So go to rachelpeterson.com/podcasts. And of course, Rachel Peterson is spelled with all E's and a D. So if you go there, you'll find all of the links in the show notes. Enjoy this episode. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Good morning. Super excited to start this Monday here. And I wanted to come on in because I saw quite a few posts on social media over the last week, as well as I got quite a few messages from people saying, Rachel, help me. My Facebook ad account is getting denials. My Facebook ad account got shut down. I heard that you can support with that. Sometimes I can and sometimes I can't, but I wanted to share with you a couple different things that will help you to honestly reduce the pressure of your Facebook ads being denied and your Facebook ad account being shut down, especially as we go into the holidays this year. So the very first thing I'm going to share with you guys is a resource that's going to support you, and this is not very glamorous first and foremost, but so sorry in advance. If you're watching, by the way, make sure that you comment hello, because I'd love to see who all is watching. I see Nick. Awesome. Okay, I'm going to drop this link for you guys, but just don't go there yet because I'm going to talk a little bit about what to look for. So first and foremost, there are a lot of things with Facebook ads and their policies that stress people out just because they feel like they don't understand them. And one of the best places you can go is first and foremost to Facebook itself to understand their policies. Now, I spend a lot of time researching their policies and understanding it, trying to get what does this really mean? What does this look like? What is the workaround? How do I make this work for me? How do I make this work for my clients? And sometimes people get really frustrated because they're like, I'm not allowed to do this. It feels like Facebook is controlling me so much. But what I want to share with you is the reason oftentimes that Facebook is saying no to certain ads is because they've gotten in a lot of trouble from whether it's Congress roasting them for being involved in politics, or I think it's HUD for housing and development. And then there's like hiring practices that they have to, or hiring laws and protocol that they have to follow. So, and not to mention the FTC and the FDA. So when Facebook is saying no to an ad, it's because they are honestly trying their best to watch out for you and to protect themselves as well. So the very first place that you can go is to the Facebook ads policies, so that that way you're never confused about why something may have happened. Now, that being said, I want to share with you a couple different things that can support you in case you are getting your ads denied. It's a very, very frustrating part of the process. So one of the things that you have to do is you have to actually appeal your ads. And one of the things that I do, and this is kind of crazy, is I appeal my ads multiple times. So if an ad is denied, I know the policies, I know the rules, and so if an ad gets denied, I know that they're usually wrong. That's one crazy thing. Facebook's team and robots that check your ads are often wrong. So make sure that you give a very, very polite appeal. Make sure that it's clear in your appeal that you know the rules and that you're not going to mess with them. And then just honestly be like a pit bull on it. Really, really appeal the ad over and over again. That is an important step in the process. Otherwise, you may hear no once, when the truth is you should have asked twice and you'll get the ad approved. So how do you appeal? There's several different ways. First and foremost, you will get an option to appeal your ads inside of either your email or inside of your ads manager on the ad level. Now, I'm going to share with you one extra way that you can appeal or get more insights, and this has actually worked really well for me, especially when I make it clear to Facebook that I'm aware of the policies. The reason I started with the policies, though, is if you are not in compliance with their policies, including on your landing page, which we'll get to in just a moment, they will not say yes. You will have your ads permanently denied or your ad account shut down. Okay, so I'm going to share this resource with you guys. This website, rachelisqueen.com, just kind of a funny and sticky URL, is able to show you how to get to Facebook support, Facebook customer support. It's not available in every single country, but if you go there on desktop between the hours of 9 to 5 Central Time, you can usually find about halfway down the page the option to chat with Facebook. So it's really, really powerful. That's been a helpful way for me to get in touch with people and kind of escalate the pressure of I need my ads turned on. But this is also really key. A lot of people take on a very hostile attitude with Facebook when they're talking to them. Guys, these are people. Like, people are ultimately making the decision. You have to be so kind. I say thank you probably 1,000 times to Facebook because I am thankful for the platform that they have built. I'm thankful for the opportunity to run ads. And also because I have this secret theory that they have files on all of us that say like, oh, this person's a great person, this person's a scammer, this person's rude, whatever. I mean, could be totally wrong, but I think it makes sense. Now, this is also going to help you out quite a bit. So I'm going to share a couple different things that oftentimes get Facebook ads denied. And I see people try to run them all the time and they're like, why did I get my ad account shut down? Okay, first and foremost, your landing page is checked by Facebook. So the place that you're directing your traffic to cannot break any of the Facebook ad policies. This is probably one of the number one reasons I see people getting their Facebook ad accounts shut down, because they think, oh, if I just put whatever, you know, that Facebook wants me to say in the ad, I can direct them to my landing page and put everything I really want my landing page. No, false. Facebook also monitors the videos on your landing pages. They don't always watch them, but oftentimes they do. And so if you're breaking the policies inside of those videos as well, you're going to be in trouble. So make sure that your landing page and the videos on your landing page are also compliant. However, the second step in your funnel, meaning if they opt in or if they click to an order form, none of that has to be Facebook compliant. Just make sure that you're still good with like the FDA and the FTC and I think it's HUD, but I feel like I might be saying the wrong organization. So you just have to make sure that you're in compliance with your industry's I guess like compliance organizations, but your landing page has to be in compliance. Is that helpful for anyone to know? Comment below, let me know. Okay, so the second thing I want to share is before and afters. A lot of times people think that you can include before and afters on your landing page or in your Facebook ads, and people try it all the time. And I'm like, guys, it's like Facebook ad 101. You cannot run before and afters. And it's not because Facebook doesn't want you to be successful. It's because so many people have been scammed. So you have to find creative ways to show before and afters. I don't believe that before and afters are regulated, but don't take my word for that. I don't think they're regulated in the industry outside of Facebook. However, Facebook doesn't allow them, so you're going to have to get creative. For our clients, we've actually come up with quite a few different solutions, our clients in the agency, including creating bridge pages, using many chat bots as a bridge. We've even created some kind of cool like workarounds with redirects that are kind of interesting based on behavior and choice. You can use a quiz. There's so many different things we've set up for our clients that have worked well, especially in the fitness and health space. One of our clients, we actually took her from $300,000 a year to $3 million in just 1 year. So in 1 year's time, we grew her by 10 times, kind of crazy. And that was because we were able to figure out like what is the workaround and how do we play within Facebook's guidelines instead of messing it up. If you're running some kind of challenge about like weight or anything, you maybe don't want to say the word pound. That can be really helpful. Make sure you're not making claims. Here's another thing. If you're in any kind of industry that makes a promise, whether it's this is the success that you can have, this is the body you can have, this is the lifestyle you can have, you cannot guarantee or barely even imply that that is possible for the people who are reading your ad. Let me know if this is helpful for you guys. Is anyone getting some value from this today? I feed off of energy, so make sure that you drop some love in the chat. Okay, so you cannot imply or guarantee, like, get your next client in 10 days, or you can't do anything like that. And the reason being is because it's not going to work for everybody. And Facebook wants people to have a good experience. So one of the ways that you can get around this is you can tell stories of clients' testimonials or clients' results, or even your own results, as long as you never say, and you can do it too, and this will be what happens for you. Those things are considered prohibited with Facebook for good reason, because it can leave people kind of broken or disheartened about their own results or lack of results. So you can use stories from other people to make claims. You just want to make sure that they're really substantiated and that you're not exaggerating, just in case the FTC or the FDA ever comes knocking. You want to have that documentation to prove, like, no, this is for real, like, here's the proof. Just good to know, and also good compliance on every single level. Okay, another huge thing that I want to share with you guys is that so many people start their Facebook ads with, are you struggling with? Are you feeling frustrated? You are frustrated. You feel like da 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 da. Okay, so there's a rumor going around that Facebook ads don't allow you to say, like, you in the ad, which is actually not even close to true. What Facebook doesn't allow you to do is try to plant thoughts of, like, doubt or failure or fear into their users' heads. Meaning, if you are looking at someone and saying, like, you are failing and you don't know how to get up, like, that is a really negative ad. Like, it just creates a horrible experience for users. They're like, yeah, actually I am. And so it can contribute to, like, digital depression. And so Facebook doesn't allow those. I want you to think anytime that you're using the word you in an ad and say, okay, does this feel like I'm saying you might be, and kind of like encouraging and welcoming? Or does this feel like I'm, like, Uncle Sam pointing at you and be like, you need to do this. You are failing because. And if it feels really strong and negative and you feel like you can see that finger pointing, then that's when Facebook's going to say, like, I don't think we want you to do this. Okay? So super good to know. I'm going to share with you guys several other things that we do for our clients that's really supportive. So first and foremost, we have backup ad accounts for every single one of our clients. We've shared all of their pixel data to make sure that they're saved in case of an account getting shut down. But I also want to share one more thing that's really, really powerful in this season on Facebook ad accounts getting shut down left and right and ads getting denials. And that is that we actually set up our clients to be ready to run traffic on other platforms. That means we run ads at times on Pinterest, Twitter, YouTube. We're just now getting into TikTok for our clients that spend 5 to 6 figures on ads at one time. And so we get this all set up and get them prepared. One of the things that's really interesting is as Facebook starts to increase their costs and people start shutting down their ads because they can't afford it, we've already got everything all set up to just hit the ground running on Pinterest and on Twitter and on YouTube and even on TikTok, which is really exciting. And so when the great Facebook apocalypse happens, what's going to happen is a lot of people are going to be left scrambling, and we've decided, no, we're going to actually get our clients all set up, start getting them ready on Pinterest, start spending $5 a day to build their audiences there, start importing their audiences and creating look-alike or act-alike audiences, as they call them on Pinterest. And, you know, we just do little tests on Pinterest. We've done some full campaigns, but one of the things that's crazy is we saw one of our clients get 700 leads for less than $300 on Pinterest, because it's really powerful. It's performing better than Facebook. TikTok, if you're looking for impressions, is a great place. They are actually giving you anywhere from 20 to 24 million guaranteed impressions for between 70,000 and 160,000. So if you're looking for impressions, or you're looking for leads, if you're looking even for straight to buy, these are going to be great options for you. And so what I recommend is actually getting all set up and being ready and having a backup plan, or even maybe starting to make the transition now while it's still cost effective. I'm going to answer just one question in the chat. Ian says, if the ad account gets shut down, then they also lock up the pixel and the other accounts that have the shared access aren't actually able to use the data, which is actually not true. I just did this last week for someone. We actually went into their Facebook ad account that had been shut down, and we went to their pixel and we shared it to a Healthy Fresh manager and got that all set up. It actually is still usable. There are just some limitations in how you use it. So I've done it before. I've used shut down Facebook ad accounts and gotten all of their data on over to a Healthy Business manager with Healthy Ad Accounts, which is a possibility. So if you are in a place where you are a successful and established business that is looking to run traffic, maybe you're in a place where you're like, I'm done with Facebook ads, or Facebook ads are too expensive for me this quarter. Maybe you're in a place where you're like, you know what, we actually just want to scale, and we're looking for different platforms and channels to scale. Maybe you're looking for some support in your Facebook ads because you're like, we just keep getting denials and we want to know, how do we be compliant? I'm going to share with you guys a link in the chat, and this will be really supportive to you. This is just a form if you want to work with me and my incredible rockstar team. We have Pinterest experts and data scientists that have this locked down. It is amazing. So if that is you, I would love to welcome you to apply to work directly with our agency. But we only work with clients that are already established and have converting offers and significant revenue. So I would love to work with you. But I hope that this served all of you on this beautiful Monday morning. Go have an amazing day. It's going to be a really good week. I'm so excited. So I'll see you guys later.